coming up.
When Sinclair Community College demonstrated this UAS about the size of a model airplane, it didn't have to compete for airspace at the Wilmington Air Park. DHL left in 2009 and the place has been kind of deserted. Sinclair now has permission to fly at the air park and will serve as the national training partner with Altavian, a manufacturer of UAS, according to the college's Deb Norris.
If we can take the training piece of that from them for all of their clients and bring them to places like the Springfield Airport, the Dayton region, and Wilmington, all of a sudden now this is about economic development for us.
Sinclair has spent $1.4 million in UAS training and getting the government's permission to fly. It's already the home to the first UAS simulation lab for commercial applications. The Clinton County Port Authority's Kevin Carver, who runs the Wilmington Air Park, sees huge local economic opportunities for unmanned aerial systems.
What this means long term, we're hoping, it's one of our primary strategies to create jobs and to bring capital investment here into Wilmington.
It's an industry estimated to be worth $94 billion by 2020. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.